Jennifer, you sat down with to interview the Taoiseach, and he said he regretted an article on tax cuts by three junior ministers was taken as an attempt to distinguish Fine Gael from Fianna Fáil, and having applied balm to that particular wound, he turned around and poured vinegar on a wound with the Green Party by saying, yeah, you'll get your childcare reduction, but maybe not as much as you thought you would.
Yeah, honestly, that one took me by surprise too. And the question actually that I'd asked, and we'll give our poll another day out in the sun now, it was on the back of our poll last week, where it found that people, by and large, favour investment in public services and in national infrastructure far, way above and beyond, by a country mile, tax cuts, which is the Fine Gael kite that's been flown over the last few weeks, you know, a grand back in the budget for middle to high income earners. My question to him was, are Fine Gael's priorities not in the wrong place here, if this is what people actually want? And he said that, well, actually, we can do it all. We have this super surplus coming down the tracks, which we've heard so much about. We can, you know, cut the public finances, we can cut taxes, we can increase pensions, etc. And on the basis of that, I asked him about childcare, and, you know, was still the intention to go ahead with the next 25% cut. And he said he didn't know if they could actually go that far this year.
So a big surplus, but maybe not enough for that, Damien English.
2 points, Colin. First, in relation to the tax ask, we're very clear and have been in Fine Gael that we are pro-jobs. Our employment agencies like IDA, Enterprise Ireland, have repeatedly said that a high rate of tax kicks in too early in this country. We are very committed as a party to changing that, and we won't apologise for that.
Okay, so you can see 1.5 billion
in relation to childcare. We will. The Taoiseach again confirmed today, while he couldn't give exact percentage to Jennifer in an interview.
So he doesn't think he can go that far. This is trying to get out of a sticky wicket here.
Last year, the childcare costs are reduced by roughly 25%. There's an extra couple of hundred million put into childcare, working with the providers and parents over the last couple of years, rightly so. The aim would be to try to get to that same figure again this year. As part of budget negotiation, that goes on for the next couple of months. The Taoiseach couldn't confirm the percentage.
Right,
that is the target
Roger
Palmer is clear. And naturally, we all want to achieve reduction, and there's been great progress made. We want to build on
great
that.
Firm.
But we know that the Minister, Roderic O'Gorman, had said last year that it was a 25% cut with the aim of going on to 50% cut. To be honest, to me, this shows once again that the Taoiseach is totally out of touch when it comes to the realities of the cost of living crisis for families. We also know that the cost of childcare is a direct barrier to women going into the workforce. So the Minister has told us that it would be a reduction up to 50%. They went as far as 25% last year. Personally, I think it's because we in Sinn Féin have consistently over budget said that what needs to happen is to cut childcare costs by 2/3 over two budgets. What they've proposed doesn't go far enough, but now they're even rolling back on what they've proposed.
No, there's been no rollback. Be clear, Colin. This government has provided the finances achieve this. So let's be said, it's under Sinn Féin's aim.
25%.
But you said 25%.
It has to happen, and we'll hold government to account on it. He's certainly throwing the gauntlet down to the Green Party on this. But actually, the people who are listening, said, look, this is a political distraction. They're saying, look, I'm finding it very difficult to get decent childcare in my area that's affordable. And if we're serious, actually, at this time, even if you're only looking at this from an economic perspective, we have an underrepresentation of women in our labour market, people who want to work. And whether we like it or not, and all the data shows this in our own personal experience, the bulk of care still, the preponderance of care still falls on women. OK, so if we're serious about our economy, it's what we need to do. Actually, what we want to see is a fully publicly funded model developed over a period of years. That's how it is in countries we like to compare ourselves against in the European Union.
We have to take a break.
That's the kind of
ambition
that we have.
Tweet at Late Debate RTE.